You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now, we're going to talk about a live musical based on the 1992 film Sister Act.
It's the new year, 1978, and we're the queen of Angel Choir. We put the sis into Genesis.
Sister Act, the musical, has been performed on Broadway. The Broadway production earned 5 Tony nominations. You can catch it in Chattanooga very soon. The Chattanooga Theater Center will perform it as the opener for their 92nd season. It opens on Friday, September 18th. And in this segment, we're also going to be talking about their next production, which starts in October. That's a play. 33 Variations is a drama about Beethoven. George Quick joins us to talk about Sister Act and 33 Variations. He's the executive director at the Chattanooga Theater Center. George, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, Sister Act the musical, that's based on the 1992 comedy with Whoopi Goldberg. It's about a nightclub singer who sees a murder. She gets put in the witness protection program in a convent, and she, of course, has to impersonate a nun while she's in the witness protection program. I've heard reviewers say that really, if you're going to kind of sum it up in one word, the story is about friendship. What would you say it's about?
That's a good sum up of it. It is about friendship, and I guess unlikely friendship for sure, but maybe even more, especially in the musical. But even in the original film, I think friendship through music.
Yeah,
there's that connection that creates the friendships for these people.
Why did you choose Sister Act, the musical, as your opener for your 92nd season?
Well, as soon as it became available, we decided we wanted to nab it. When it was on Broadway and then it subsequently toured, it came through here. And we decided it was something that we felt we could really do. And so with the licensing company, there's a fast track thing you can be on where they'll notify you when something's going to come up to be available for licensing, and we wanted to be the first in the area to get it. And so it came up and we did and put it, we thought it would be a good season opener because it's so strong and it's so new.
What kind of audience? I mean, I imagine that it's pretty much suitable for all ages, but what kind of audience are you looking for to come to Sister Act?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much suitable. I think some younger folks and some families, there might find some things objectionable, but for the most part, yeah, it's everybody. I think that anybody who likes sort of the, well, certainly the film. But if you enjoy that sort of girl group music from the 60s, and then it's got this really fun retro 70s style to the music that's really fun and funky sound. It's just really good.
And then in October, you've got 33 Variations coming up. That's about Beethoven. It's kind of a story split between Beethoven's era and the modern era. And it's kind of a, not a whodunit, but a whydunit.
Yeah, it is. It's an exploration of why he wrote the 33 Variations on a theme by Anton Diabelli. It's more an exploration of connections, familial connections, connections to art and posterity, and sort of almost what is inspiration and where does it come from and how did it come through Beethoven to create what he was able to create.
And it's about a musicologist who's looking into Beethoven's history and biography and, as you said, trying to get some details on why he did exactly what he did.
Yes. So at the beginning of the play, she's preparing to go to the Beethoven archive in Bonn, Germany. And we see her talking to us about why she's going. And at the same time, we discover that she's being examined for ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And her daughter does not want her to go to Germany because of this diagnosis, but she's going anyhow. And so we have this story about her examination of Beethoven's work, and we watch Beethoven creating the work while both of them are on a physical decline. She's declining from her disease. He's declining from his various diseases. And it's an interesting juxtaposition. And there's something almost spiritual that occurs in the play, and there's a lot that's revealed, and then there's some interesting side characters that you find out that we have learned about this stuff from. One of the fascinating things is that Beethoven had what they called conversation books before he could read lips. He had people write down what they were saying to him. And so in a conversation book, you don't have what Beethoven said. You only have what his interrogator was saying. So it's an interesting sort of sleuthing that this doctor musicologist has to do to figure out what might have motivated him to write so many variations on this waltz.
And this is one of those stories where even if you're not a huge fan of classical music or Beethoven, I think it's so much more about the characters.
Yeah. And I think it's fascinating because even if you, like you say, if you aren't a classical music fan or aficionado, there's something about the way that Moises Kaufman weaves these variations through the play. So we have Tim Hink playing the piano live at every performance. Hear the theme repeatedly, the original waltz. But then as they talk about these variations, you hear them and you hear what Beethoven did with this very simple melody and chord structure that got more and more complex. And it's fascinating. And it points out some of the complexities in these people's lives as well.
So Sister Act, it starts Friday, September 18th. When does 33 Variations start?
It starts Friday, October 9th.
George Quick, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, I'm really glad to do it.